accession number 18625, reel 3.
Okay. Dr. Boydell, reel 3.
Right. Yeah, I was just talking about the transport for the troops, and if the transport had been lost, then we would probably have had to walk back, and one could only hope in those circumstances that we could walk quickly enough to avoid the Chinese. However, the situation was dealt with by an order to put, I can remember this quite clearly, to put a man with a gun, presumably a Sten gun or something like that, on each truck, and that until we were on board, he was not to allow that truck to move. And that was done. And so eventually, I think we were able to move out of there. But Kunyuri was, you read reports elsewhere about it, but it was really a lot of trouble. From the medical point of view, with a lot of casualties there.
How were you coping yourself with the job you had to do?
Well, it was starting to tell. It was starting to tell. And, it told on me, and it told on the commanding officer too, I think, and presumably others. Can I tell this?
Yes, please. Right.
We then really went into what was a retreat. I wouldn't say it was a rout, but it could have been quite easily. And we then travelled south as far as I can remember. I can't remember any actions or anything that happened, but there must have been some, but I suppose we kept ahead of the Chinese. I just can't remember, but we finished up north of Seoul, which was a long way down the north, from near the Yalu River, going down to a place called Weijongbu. And really, the general strain of things had been so great on me that I got a recurrence of a problem I'd had in the past, and they said, well, you've got to go back. And it was then that I went back. I went out to Japan. And a medical officer called Buckley took my place, that's right.
Was this the dengue fever you mentioned?
No, this wasn't dengue. I'd had been in hospital with sinusitis and things. And I think that's really all that I have to say about Korea that I can think of. I can make one or two observations on cold as being a demoralizing thing. I mean, cold hurts. When you can't get out of it, it starts to be painful. And it is really quite demoralizing. And when you have to start the engines every 3 to 4 hours in case the antifreeze freezes, which is what Colonel Mann ordered and we had to do, when you go out and you can't wash or anything. I remember on one occasion we were a bit lousy, and I the padre and I thought we better go and have a wash, so we went off in my jeep. And we saw a nice quiet spot with a river, and we did our best to wash in this river. And I can remember the soap suds going down. This was the Roman Catholic padre. And I remember him saying, you know, I think we might possibly not be in a safe area. I think he thought we'd gone behind the lines. And anyway, we packed up and came away quickly. But at least we got clean, and we had red lines running down us because we had lice, you see. The lice had got into, this happened to everyone. The lice got in the seams of your clothing. And the only way to deal with it, of course, was to get deloused, and which we eventually we were deloused. By an American unit, I think it came up. You've seen them squirting the powder up at your clothing. Anything else I can say? I don't think so. I got on very well with the Australians, and obviously got on very well with the Argyle medical officer, Doug Haldane. And we shall get a Christmas card from Doug Haldane very soon. We still send Christmas cards one to another, and he was in touch perhaps a couple of years ago about someone in Australia who was doing research, but we've never heard any more about that, so I don't know what happened.
What was so special about the Australians?
Well, the Australians formed the 3rd Battalion in the 27th Brigade. There was the Middlesex, 1st Battalion of the Middlesex, 1st Battalion of the Argyles, and the Royal Australian Rifles. The two battalions went from Hong Kong, the Argyles and the Middlesex, and the Australians, of course, came straight out. I don't know whether they were in Japan or whether they were... Anyway, they joined us in Korea, and they were very good. You felt safe if they were on your flanks. If the Argyles were on your flanks or the Australians were on the flanks, you felt safe. But if you had a South Korean battalion on your flanks, they were quite likely to just pack up their bags and go, and you'd find there was no one on the flanks, which was a scary business anyway, if you got that.
What was the worst aspect of your job in Korea?
It's a difficult one. The worst aspect. I don't know. I lost an awful lot of weight there, but I think that was the food was very good, but it wasn't fattening. I went down to 10 stones from about 12. I think the worst aspect, quite frankly, was the cold. I think it was worse than anything. I found it really quite demoralizing, and I feel that I've perhaps never been warm since. I have, obviously, but I now wear more warm clothes in winter, even though I'm much older, but I still wear more than the average person probably would. And that's probably just a subjective idea about cold.
Was there any good aspect about serving in Korea?
Yes, I think the best thing is it's the comradeship that I always felt since I've been back in contact with colleagues who were there. I found it very helpful in life. Generally, I enjoy meeting them. Somehow, if you've been in action together, what's the word I want? Shall we say it gets burned into you, and that creates a very real bond. I'm sure, it does. I also found that, it created a great bond with my father-in-law, who'd been in the Argyll and Sutherland Highlanders in the First World War, and seen a lot of action. And I think he felt that I understood what it had been like for him, and that it wasn't possible for others to understand this. And he was a delightful man, a stable, steady chap. I don't know whether I can think of anything more. Have you any more questions?
What's happened to you in Japan in the way of medical treatment?
Well, I went out to Japan, nothing much really, just rest. And I didn't know what I would do, whether I would go back to Korea or not, but I didn't. I came home. And Buckley had gone to the battalion. And I just flew home, just came back from Japan. And then for many years I didn't have any contact, any more than any of the men did, I think, with the army. And then I got a letter perhaps maybe 20 years ago now, but it was when they were forming the Korean Veterans Association. And I got a letter from Andrew Mann, which just said, "Are you the boy Dell who was the MO with the battalion? If you are, get in touch. If you're not, you know, it doesn't matter." So I got in touch, and we've been meeting ever since, with, you know, with the rest of the, going to the reunions and things ever since. And
what are your feelings now about having served in the Korean War?
Well, looking back now, I'm glad that I did, because I think it was, I think the experience was really quite dramatic, as it was, I think, for all the men who served there. My wife says that I went out a boy and came back entirely different. And I don't think you can go into a war and say see lines of refugees. I mean, when you see a man and a wife and two children, and everything they have on their backs, and it's snowing, and they're going in a long line of refugees just to get away from the battle, really. I don't think they could give a damn whether you're communists or capitalists or what you are. They just want to be safe. And you know jolly well that there's nothing you can do about it, but the odds are they'll die in the cold. These things are horrendous, but they're part of war, aren't they? And, yeah. I don't think a soldier can do very much about them. Not when they're actually happening.
And your feelings about having done national service?
Yes, I think that was a perfectly reasonable thing to have to do. And I think particularly so for someone like me who was reserved in the war. I think one really had a duty to do that if you could.
You did 2 years, did you?
Yes, yes.
Did you have some more work to do in national service in returning to
England? Not really, not of any interest or consequence.